Gavrik to Kopitar to Gavrik, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
On the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
To pull it to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans.
All right, thank you very much. Hi again, everybody. Back here at Staples Center, Arizona comes in and beats the Kings by a score of 4-1 tonight. And right now, let's head downstairs and check in with Daryl and his guest.
Thanks a lot, Nick. I'm down here with Alec Martinez. Alec, definitely not the result the Kings were looking for tonight. Unlike the other night, you guys come off, you got off to a good start, just didn't seem like you could put the puck in the net early.
Yeah, you know, obviously, like you said, this isn't the start that we wanted. You know, we had a couple bad bounces there at the beginning, but you're gonna face adversity like that throughout the year and in early in hockey games. We just got to be able to overcome that.
This is a team that you're pretty familiar with. You had a couple of preseason games with them, but you know, over the last couple of years, some of the veteran players that they've had, they've changed with some of the younger players coming in. Their hockey club tonight, it seemed like they did take advantage of the opportunities that they had. You guys didn't give them a lot. Defensively, it seemed like any little miscue you made, they jumped on top of it.
Yeah, you know, they're a really good hockey club. You can't give them opportunities. We had a couple plays that were on our stick, a couple turnovers that resulted in goals, and you know, you can't give a hockey club like that those kind of opportunities and expect to win. So, you know, we got a lot to work on, and you know, I'm confident we're going to be able to do that.
I know it's only early in the season, but the first couple of games now 0-10 with a man advantage. You guys have had some looks, some opportunities. Anything that you see from being down there on the ice, things that you need to maybe change or continue to keep working on?
I think it's important. We gotta stay moving. We can't get stagnant. We gotta be moving the puck, moving our feet, you know, and just keep on getting those shots to the net. I think we had a couple good looks. You know, then the other part you have to execute, and bottom line is that's special teams can win or lose your hockey games, and we got to capitalize on those opportunities.
And the things in practice, the things that the coaches are stressing after game one and maybe a little bit tonight in between periods, if there's anything you can share, is there certain parts of the game that they're liking or not liking that they're relaying to you guys?
Well, I think we got to clean up our own end, especially making quick decisions, moving the puck, making little short plays instead of looking for the home run pass, quick to contact in our own zone, and then you know, making good, smart, quick plays in the neutral zone too, and getting in on the forecheck.
Well, it's just early, especially in the season, early on this homestand. You guys get ready to go at it again here on next Tuesday night against the Vancouver Canucks. A couple of days to practice. Good luck to you and your teammates in the next game.
Thanks, Daryl.
All right, Nick, back up to you.
All right, thanks very much. Alec Martinez, the Kings veteran defenseman, joining us with his comments here on the postgame. 4-1, Arizona wins it. Back with the highlights after this timeout on Talk Radio 790, KBC, and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
There's Nina and Pinta and Santa Maria. I was just naming off all my cats.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Discover a new world of perks by signing up for your free Morongo Rewards card.
Number two.
Set sail with our seafood buffet every Wednesday and Thursday.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Explore Southern California in style with a new Audi A5. You can win this Sunday.
Morongo. Good times.
As a parent, you know the best places to get your kids a healthy dessert.
Mom, can I get more toppings for my yogurt?
But if your kid needed a hospital, would you know which one is best? It's Children's Hospital Los Angeles, California's only children's hospital ranked best on U.S. News and World Report's honor roll. To learn more or make a donation to the hospital that keeps topping the list, visit chla.org.
This is yummy.
Children's Hospital Los Angeles, we treat kids better.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning, McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne. Listen to every second here.
Home of the Kings, baby!
790 KABC.
Postgame show continues here at Staples. The Coyotes win at 4-1. The three stars of tonight's game, Jeff Carter of the Kings, is our third star. He was creating some chances for his line mates. Had an assist on the shorthanded goal, the only Kings goal tonight. But a much better game from Jeff Carter compared to the opener, a more effective game. He is our third star. Max Domi, his NHL debut. He set up the game-winning goal to Ekman Larson, his first NHL point, scored his first NHL goal to make it 3-0 early in the third period. Max Domi, with his proud parents in attendance here tonight, a goal and an assist, star number two. And goaltender Mike Smith, who's had some real good games over the years against the Kings, 40 saves tonight. He is our first star. Smith now 12-6-1 in his career against the Kings. Coyotes took a 2-0 lead after one period of play, and they scored in their very first shot of the game. It came 2 minutes in. Now Vermette now feeds Duclair, 20-year-old forward. Duclair couldn't do anything with the puck and winds up at the right point. Of a shot, Mahalik threw it in front. It looked like it was deflected. I don't think even Mahalik had the intention of getting it on goal, but it might have gone off Christian Ehrhoff. It certainly changed directions in front. They'll take a look at it, but the Coyotes scored 2 minutes into the game and lead 1-0. Well, they give the goal to the veteran Mahalik, the defenseman, from Tobias Reeder 2 minutes into the game. So the Coyotes, on kind of a fluttering, fluky shot, score first tonight to take the early lead. The period was winding down, and another defenseman got involved to make it 2-0. A minute to play in the period. Power play winding down. Hanzel into the King zone on left wing. Feeds it to Domi, who centers, and front shot, score! Ekman Larson. Oliver Ekman Larson set up for a one-timer just as the penalty was about to expire. Ekman Larson from Max Domi. And the goal here late in the first period by defenseman Oliver Ekman Larson gives Arizona a 2-0 lead. And for Max Domi, his first NHL point, he gets the primary assist. And that turns out to be the game-winning goal tonight at 19-12. Even strength goal just as Muzzin came out of the penalty box. Ekman Larson from Domi and Martin Hanzel. So 2-0 at the end of one period. Then the Coyotes came out and scored two goals in the second period, and the goals came on their first two shots of the period. And with his first NHL goal at 4:43, Domi made it 3-0. Ehrhoff turns it over, Downey with it, but then he's stripped by Jordan Wheel. Wheel taking over, his pass in the high slot, picked off. Coyotes get it in the slot and a shot, score! First NHL goal for Max Domi. On the turnover by the Kings, Domi just on the ice, beats Jonathan Quick, upper right corner, glove side. So Domi in his NHL debut, an assist in the first period and his first NHL goal here in the second. 3-0 Arizona. And the lone assist, Murphy. The Kings having trouble with the puck in their own end. Ehrhoff there with Wheel. That goal at 4:43. 2 minutes later, Arizona would score again, and this would close out their scoring tonight. Matt Green takes over. Hands it off for Brown. He overskated it. Coyotes with the puck, left circle. Reeder shoots and scores. Well, the Kings again mishandling the puck in their zone, and Tobias Reeder got it from Hanzel and put it over the glove hand of Jonathan Quick. Tobias Reeder and the Coyotes are up 4-0. And Reeder's goal at 6:36 from Hanzel and Duclair. So 4-0 Arizona. The Kings were out shooting, and they actually outshot Arizona throughout the game by a wide margin, but Arizona getting 4 goals on their first 10 shots in the hockey game. Period was winding down. Kings were killing a penalty, and it was while they were shorthanded that they scored their only goal tonight. Coyotes get the puck out to Bodker, but it's picked off. Carter with a break. On right wing, in the zone, in on goal. Shoots, saved by Smith. Rebound, score! Tyler Toffoli. Carter picked up that puck at center ice and just sped around the defenseman on right wing from the circle. His shot was stopped brilliantly by Smith, but the rebound was buried by Toffoli, and the Kings get on the board here late in the second period. It is now 4-1 Coyotes. And as it turned out, that was the last goal in the game. Tyler Toffoli last year had 5 shorthanded goals and a shorthanded assist. He had a hand in 6 of the 7 shorthanded goals the Kings had last year. So he gets the first shorthanded goal, fittingly, this season. But it was the only goal tonight for the Kings. Toffoli from Carter at 19:03 of the second. And no scoring in period 3. Coyotes again with a win in their season opener. And the Kings now drop to 0-2 to start the new season with 3 games left on this initial 5-game homestand. We'll take a look at the final numbers, the out-of-town scores, when the postgame returns after this on Talk Radio 790, KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
There's Nina and Pinta and Santa Maria. I was just naming off all my cats.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Discover a new world of perks by signing up for your free Morongo Rewards card.
Number 2.
Set sail with our seafood buffet every Wednesday and Thursday.
And the number 1 reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Explore Southern California in style with a new Audi A5. You can win this Sunday.
Morongo, good times.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Quick and convenient vehicle maintenance services for busy people like you. It's a drive-through oil change so quick, you don't even have to get out of your car. Valvoline Instant Oil services domestic and foreign vehicles, including Lexus, BMW, Mercedes, plus trucks, diesel, and hybrid models. With over 75 locations, you're never far from a Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to SoCalOilChange.com for locations, coupons, and a list of services. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive up, drive in, and drive out in about 20 minutes or less. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Check in 3 to 4 times a day to improve your mind, wallet, and waistline. Or your money back. Live and local, KABC.
Postgame show continues here at Staples. Quick reminder on the flagship KABC. We'll have Kings talk in a few moments. 1-800-222-5222 will be across the street at LA Live, the mixing room with the JW Marriott. 1-800-222-5222. Taking a look at the final numbers, shots on goal, Kings 41, Arizona 22. The Kings wound up with 73 shot attempts tonight. Shots, attempts that were blocked and missed shots that missed the net. And Arizona only had 36 in that regard. Kings won 53% of the faceoff, so they won that battle. The hits were rather even. Arizona 29 and the Kings with 25. Neither team scored in the power play. Kings 0 for 4 tonight, so 0 for 10 in the first two games. Arizona tonight was 0 for 3. Jordan Wheel made his NHL debut tonight. His parents were in attendance. Only played 7 minutes, 38 seconds. No shots. He was a minus 1. We mentioned Max Domi making his NHL debut for Arizona. His parents were in attendance with his two sisters. Domi had a goal and an assist here tonight. Around the NHL, 4 of their games, the Rangers go into Columbus and spoil the Blue Jackets home opener. 4-2, Matt Zuccarello with 2 goals. Lindbergh and Hayes won apiece. Atkinson and Saad, the ex-Blackhawk, now in Columbus, scoring for the Blue Jackets. Rangers 4, Columbus 2. Lundqvist gets the winner over Bobrovsky. Winnipeg starting on the road a couple of games. They won last night in Boston. They win tonight in New Jersey 3-1. Ladd, Wheeler, and Scheifele for the Jets. Talusti, the only goal for New Jersey. Hutchinson in goal, the winner over Corey Schneider. The Chicago Blackhawks on the road at New York against the Islanders. Win in overtime, 3-2. Second goal of the game for Patrick Kane is the overtime game winner. Anisimov had a goal as well. Islanders goals Tavares and Zidlicky, and Crawford gets the win in goal over Thomas Greiss. In overtime, Chicago 3, Islanders 2. And Detroit spoils the return of former Red Wing head coach Mike Babcock to Detroit tonight. Toronto is at Detroit. Red Wings shut out the Leafs 4-0. Justin Abdelkader, his second career hat trick, 3 goals. Larkin had a goal as Jimmy Howard posts his 21st career shutout. Red Wings 4-0 over Toronto. And here tonight, the Arizona Coyotes come in, built a 4-0 lead, and hold on for a 4-1 win. Tyler Toffoli with the only goal. Kings need to figure out how to score some goals. They lost 5-1 here on opening night, 4-1 here tonight. Want to thank our network producers, Steve Paillette, Wayman Porter, on-site producer John Traconis. Next up, Tuesday, here at Staples, Vancouver at 7:30. Our coverage on the air at 7 o'clock with the pregame, 7:30. Play-by-play on Talk Radio 790, KABC, and the radio network on the TV side, Fox Sports West at 7:30. Again, up next on the flagship Kings Talk, give us a call, 1-800-222-5222. For Darryl Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from downtown Los Angeles and Staples Center. Final score before another sellout, 18,230. Coyotes 4, the Kings 1. Good night, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over.
Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.
790 KABC News, live and local. It's 10:34. I'm Dave Alpert. High demand for electricity to run all those air conditioners is being blamed for overloading circuits, causing a power outage affecting more than 3,000 Southern California Edison customers in the South Bay tonight. Service has been restored to all but a handful, but another outage in DWP territory has left about 4,500 customers in West Los Angeles in the dark. And service was restored to nearly 12,000 DWP customers in San Pedro, who lost power after a construction crew damaged an underground cable late this afternoon. The LA City Council has approved the nation's strongest earthquake safety rules. Mayor Garcetti signed them into law at a symbolic ceremony in Van Nuys.
In the moments before putting his signature on the ordinance, Mayor Garcetti spoke bluntly about its aim.
That plan, which is the boldest this country has ever seen, and one of the strongest that we've ever seen in the world, is what brings us together today to say that there is no Angeleno that should be allowed to die because of inaction that we took.
The signing came just after the LA City Council approved the mandate, which affects as many as 13,500 wood-framed, soft-story apartment buildings, those that have tuck-under parking spaces, and an estimated 1,500 brittle concrete buildings. Tom Perumian, KABC News.
New rules and regulations are coming to California's medical marijuana industry.
Governor Brown has signed a package of bills aiming to regulate the industry years after California legalized marijuana use for medicinal purposes. Under the new laws, medical marijuana dispensaries will have to get licenses from a new state agency in 2018. How marijuana is cultivated and then doled out at those dispensaries will also be looked at to watch for criminal activity. I'm Gary Cohen.
A man has been arrested for allegedly robbing a U.S. bank in Cerritos today, leaving behind what he claimed was a bomb. He was apprehended by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies about 2 hours after the robbery. The suspect's name isn't being released because investigators are looking into additional robberies that he may have committed. President Obama traveled to Roseburg, Oregon today to meet with families of the victims of last week's campus shooting at Umpqua Community College.
There are going to be, I think, moments as we go forward where we're going to have to come together and figure out how do we stop things like this from happening.
Dozens of demonstrators gathered near the local airport as Obama arrived to protest his call for stricter gun control. Heads up if you have anywhere to drive tomorrow. A series of potentially traffic-snarling events will be taking place.
There are two huge sporting events and a visit by President Obama all on Saturday. The Dodgers and Mets square off in Game 2 of their playoff series in Elysian Park at 6 p.m. A half hour later and a short distance away, 90,000 soccer fans are expected to pack the Rose Bowl for the Gold Cup match between the U.S. and Mexico. President Obama will also be in town for 6.5 hours Saturday. He arrives at LAX at 1 p.m. and will attend 3 fundraisers on the west side, so motorists should expect road closures in West L.A., Brentwood, and Pacific Palisades. The president flies out about 7:30 Saturday night. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC News.
Actor Shia LaBeouf was arrested outside a bar in Austin, Texas tonight for public intoxication. LaBeouf reportedly ran down the street and jaywalked in front of police who warned him not to do it again. He apparently ignored the warning and was taken away in handcuffs. Now Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. The Dodgers lost to the Mets tonight in Game 1 of their National League Division Series. 3-1 the final from Dodgers Stadium. Game 2 of the best of 5 series tomorrow night at Chavez Ravine. The Cardinals shut out the Cubs 4-0 to take Game 1 of their NLDS series. The Royals rallied for a 5-4 win over the Astros in Game 2 of their American League Division Series in Kansas City. And the Rangers beat the Blue Jays 6-4 in 14 innings to take Game 2, a two-game lead in their series. The Kings lost to the Coyotes at Staples Center 4-1 in the game we just heard here on 790 KABC. That's sports on the home of the Kings. Traffic, weather, and more. Dodger talk. I'm sorry, Kings talk. Coming up next live. KABC News time now is 10:38.
The final horn is blown and the fat lady is singing. But you're just tuning in?
Gee willikers, did I miss the match, eh?
Yes, but after every Southern California broadcast, Nick and Daryl are doing a little overtime of their own. It's King's Talk, heard exclusively on 790 KABC, covering all things Kings and taking your calls at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Call in now with your thoughts and comments on tonight's game and be a part of the show. King's Talk with Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans starts now.
Welcome back to King's Talk. Daryl Evans along with Nick Nixon. We're at the mixing room at the JW Marriott over at LA Live. Tonight, the Kings fall to the Arizona Coyotes by a score of 4-1 and have now dropped the first two games of the 2015-2016 season. Scores to San Jose the other night, 5-1, 4-1 to Arizona tonight. Not the start that the Kings were looking for. They have a five-game homestand to open the season. The next game being Tuesday night against the Vancouver Canucks, another opponent from the West Conference. So the Kings will look to right the ship and get back on track. I think when you look at the first couple of games for the Kings, obvious not scoring enough goals, difficulty putting the puck in the net. The other night against San Jose, I don't think they created enough offense. Tonight, I think they got more shots on goal, more quality chances, not as many second and third opportunities, not enough redirections or tips, not enough traffic towards the front of the net when the shots were coming through. So it's something that I think they need to work on. Another element of the game that I think needs to improve for the Kings is the power play. They've now gone 0-for-10 in the first two games. And if your specialty teams aren't connecting, generally that impacts the result at the end of the night. The Kings' best players have to step up and be their best players. The Kings need to get contribution from their top six forwards. There's a little bit of a transition for the Kings. They have some new personnel in the lineup. Tonight, Jordan Wheel played in his first game. Braden McNabb played back in the blue line, his first game of this season, although he played all of last year with the Kings. But the Kings just missing a little bit of separation between the forwards and the defense, not moving up and down the ice in units of five. The mistakes that they're making in a defensive zone, they've paid the price for. The Arizona Coyotes tonight scored on their first shot of the hockey game. At one point, we're being outshot 9-1, and then the Coyotes scored in the first two shots in the second period. That opened up a 3-0 lead, and from that point there, the Kings really weren't able to get themselves close enough to where they become a threat against the Arizona Coyotes. A shorthanded marker by the Kings tonight, a good effort by, in particular, Jeff Carter. Seemed to have his legs going. Dustin Brown's getting pucks through to the net. Brown really changed his off-season regiment this summer and got himself in good shape. But the unfortunate thing is it's going to take more than one guy in order to get things moving. Again, defensively, they've got to cut down on the amount of goals that they're giving up, 9 goals in 2 games. And offensively, just scoring 2 in the first 2 games is not going to get the job done. So if you want to give us a call, again, we're at the mixing room at the JW Marriott. Nick has just made his way over from Staples Center. So we are ready to take your calls. It's 800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC.
All right, and before we get to our first caller, we had a question the other night. Our second question, we had our first winner of the year, but our second question was which Kings goalie was in net when rookie Milan Lucic scored his first career goal? Didn't get a winner, but I didn't give you the answer at the end of the show. I'll give you the answer now. It was Jonathan Bernier, October 12th of 2007, when the Bruins beat the Kings 8-6 here in Los Angeles. All right, we'll get you another question in just a couple of seconds. Let's get to the calls. 800-222-5222. Let's start things off in Hesperia with Kenny, who's on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Fine, Nick. You know, considering I haven't seen two good hockey games yet, except I've seen better games in the preseason, I do feel that the Kings need to toughen up a little bit. And who do they have in Ontario that has at least 450 minutes in penalties?
the whole team.
Yeah, the whole team I don't think would have 450 minutes. So you think they've got to have a bit more of a physical element to their game. Well, let's ask Daryl, who played. Do you think that's a concern? Is that playing into what has turned out to be a couple of losses?
No, I don't think that's the case. I don't think the Kings are getting pushed around. I don't think they're afraid to play. I think there's a little bit of an issue with the speed factor of the game. I don't think the Kings have been able to keep pace with the first two opponents that they've played against. And it's not to say that they can't do that. The Kings are a quicker team. We mentioned in the pregame show about moving up and down the ice, attacking in units of five, defending in units of five. If you play smart and everybody is in sync, you can increase your team speed. And that's what they have to do when they have the puck. They've got to send more than just the puck towards the net. The puck and the players have to arrive at the same time. You've got to have traffic in front of the net. Again, we saw another goaltender tonight. He played a real solid game. He was a lot busier than the goaltender the other night. But the Kings have to make it more difficult. They did not get enough second and third opportunities. And as you're defending, yeah, you want to see the defense be able to stand up and make some big hits. But the only way they can do that is if the forwards are back in a support position so those guys can isolate and play one-on-one hockey. Finishing their checks is a good thing. And again, I think the style that the Kings have played over the last few years that led them to two Stanley Cups over a three-year span, there's got to be a little bit of a change. The game is getting faster. The referees are calling all the little excess little things. So the Kings have to make those adjustments, and they have the ability to be able to do that. Right now, things are just a little out of sync, and it's something that they need to work on the next couple of days of practice and have a change for the game against on Tuesday against Vancouver.
Kenny, I got a question for you here. You ready for our first trivia question tonight?
Okay.
All right, here we go. There are only two current NHL general managers who played for the Kings. Who are they?
I'm going to say Bob Pulford and, am I right?
Well, what's your second guess?
Oh, I thought I was cut off. I'm going to say, jeepers creepers. Who was that? Rookie Vachon.
No, you're wrong on both accounts. Only two, and these are current GMs. With Bob Pulford, I think he was the GM at one time in Chicago. But who are the only two current NHL general managers who once played for the Kings? Kenny, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222. As we mentioned, a bad night for the local teams. The Kings win here and up the road a piece at Dodger Stadium. The Mets win game one, 3-1. DeGrom, the young starter for the Mets, outdueled Clayton Kershaw. Greinke goes, of course, in game two. Let's go to West Hills, 800-222-5222. Jeff is next up on the show. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to King's Talk.
Good evening, gentlemen. I don't really have any comments concerning the first two games. I think it's just very frustrating to see how the Kings are playing right now. I think everything needs to be improved from Quick to the special teams to the defense. Everything needs improvement. My question, though, concerns Mike Richards. It's a baffling question to me, and I was hoping to get some thoughts from you guys. I don't see, like, what do you think happened to this guy? I mean, without him, I don't think the Kings win the Cup in 2012. And you know, he had a great season. He was doing wonderfully. I mean, he was a leader. Yeah, and yet this guy just dropped off the cliff. I mean, was it concussions? Was it, you know, substance abuse? Was it lack of lack of desire? I mean, I don't know what it was that actually did it to this guy, and I'm curious to see what you guys think.
Yeah, well, a good question, because it was announced earlier today that the Kings and Mike Richards had settled the remaining money owed him on his contract. So not necessarily a buyout, but a settlement. He now becomes an unrestricted free agent, and we understand that the Kings will have to absorb a cap hit on the settlement going forward for a number of years. Jeff, you mentioned the concussion, and I think if you go back the last couple of years to Mike Richards and his production before he sustained that concussion, I forget if it was was it his second year with the Kings or the first year? I think it was the second. But you look statistically, and there starts to be a big drop-off. I don't know if we're ever going to know all of the circumstances revolving around what happened to him at the border. When he did not have a prescription for the drugs that he did have. Don't know if we're ever going to find out if there's more to it, if Mike Richards will ever, go public in an interview and state what he thinks has gone wrong. But it's too bad because, as you mentioned, Jeff, certainly was, I would say, a key performer not only in the first Cup in 2012 but also in 2014.
Yeah, and I think when you go back, the first one in particular, and then the next year when they played against the Blackhawks and were beat out in the West Conference Finals, he was really banged up in that series there. And at times he was questionable, doubtful to be able to play in those games. But I think it was just that the will and the battle in him that brought him in. And he's one of those guys. He's not a big body out there. Took a lot of abuse because he always went to the hard areas to play. So. It takes a toll over a period of time, and the unfortunate thing is that the way it come to an end, especially in his time with the Kings, you hate to see things happen like that. And now that things have come to an end, hopefully Mike will be able to get things back on track, most in particular his life, and then go from there.
Jeff, good call. Question: who are the only two current GMs in the NHL who once played for the Kings?
Oh gosh, I think Brian McClellan is one of them. I don't know the second one. I'll take a guess. Ron Francis.
You know that's not the right answer. I can tell by the way you told me that name. No, incorrect. You did get one of the two. Correct. The one you did not get right is Ron Francis, so that tells you Brian McClellan is one of them. Brian, now the GM in Washington. Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222. Kings Talk here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Let's go to La Habra. Sean is next up on the show. Hi, Sean. Welcome tonight.
Gentlemen, good evening. Again, another disappointing night. My question is, about quick, he gave up 9 goals combined 2 games. If I'll start, I'll give him the next night off and put in Anderson. That's one of your thoughts on that.
Well, obviously, Jonas Enroth is going to play some games this year. Whether or not head coach Daryl Sutter thinks that might jar the team into a different outcome, I don't know. We were talking about this between periods 2 and 3. But you look at the goals, a lot of deflections, a lot of traffic around quick. But what we haven't seen, and this is not a knock on him, is that timely big save that maybe can swing the momentum back your way. They had, 4 goals in their first 10 shots, so no big saves in there. The first goal was kind of a change-up that fluttered. I thought changed directions. Second goal is a bang-bang one-timer by Ekman-Larsson. Then two turnovers in 2 minutes. Two glaring turnovers in the slot lead to 2 quick shots and goals. So, we're going to see Enroth. He's a veteran. Whether or not we see him Tuesday, I mean, this homestand, the games are spread out. If Daryl Sutter wanted to go with Quick in all 5, certainly that wouldn't surprise me.
No, and it wouldn't. And I think because it's early in the year and the Kings didn't make postseason play, Jonathan Quick, just like the rest of the players, everybody wants to get up to game speed. And he's probably a little frustrated right now as well. The Kings have a few days before they're going to play again when they don't play till Tuesday. So we'll see what happens from now till then. If a change was to be made, I wouldn't be surprised. Not that he's pointing the finger at Jonathan Quick. Maybe there's a couple of things that, the goaltending coach Bill Ranford would like to work on in practice and that. But Jonathan Quick is a competitor. He's the goaltender of this team. And with this team succeeding, Jonathan Quick's going to be between the pipes. So, let him battle it out right now. I'm a little bit more concerned at what I see at the other end of the rink. And that's one goal in each of 2 games, especially going 0-for-10 on the power play. You're not going to win a lot of games just scoring one goal. If you expect your goaltender to pitch a shutout every night, it's going to be a long year.
Sean, before you go, the only 2 current NHL GMs who played for the Kings, the previous caller gave us one of them, Brian McClellan. Who is the other?
I'm going to say McClellan, and I'm taking a wild guess, Bob Murray. I don't know.
Bob Murray, a GM in Anaheim, incorrect, but good guess. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate the call. All right, we'll take a timeout. Have a good night. 800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KABC. Coyotes over the Kings tonight by a score of 4-1. This was the season opener for Arizona. They go home now, and they get Sidney Crosby and the Penguins at home tomorrow night in Glendale, Arizona. The Kings, of course, are off until Tuesday when they get Vancouver here, and then Minnesota and Colorado also will come in. All right, we'll take a break. More calls. Kings talk at the JW Marriott Mixing Room on 790 KBC. We'll be right back.
Do you have trouble getting a good night's sleep? Most adults do for one reason or another, and I was no different until I found my pillow, and I've never slept better. If you've got back or neck pain, if you suffer from insomnia, if you snore, do what I did. Get a MyPillow. It's made in the USA, it's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. And if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you've got 60 days to return it for a full refund. But don't just take my word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. So MyPillow is making their biggest offer in history. Listen to this. Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just use discount code KINGS at checkout, and you'll also receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on the MyPillow.com site. Find out what more than 4 million people, including me, Nick Nixon, already know. MyPillow, the best night's sleep you've ever had. Guaranteed. And remember, use the discount code KINGS at MyPillow.com.
There's Nina and Pinta and Santa Maria. I was just naming off all my cats. Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Discover a new world of perks by signing up for your free Morongo Rewards card.
Number two.
Set sail with our seafood buffet every Wednesday and Thursday.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Explore Southern California in style with a new Audi A5. You can win this Sunday.
Morongo. Good times.
King to Carver, who scores?
The home of Kings Hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station.
Get your hands-free device, lower your radio, and give us a buzz. Not necessarily in that order. 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. It's King's Talk with Nick and Daryl.
Back here at the JW Marriott Mixing Room, Coyotes spoil the party 4-1 over the Kings tonight. Our question, looking for the right answers, we have one of the two, Brian McClellan, who is the other current NHL GM who also played for the Kings. And we've got Stephanie and Janina, is it?
Yep.
Rookie Ice Crew members, right? Rookies. Welcome the rookies to
newbies,
the Ice Crew, everybody.
Babies.
Thanks for helping out, ladies. And they have with us, who are you, sir?
My name is Augie.
Augie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. What's up?
Well, my question comes down to the power play, and this was something that we had an issue with last year, and it seems to be following us this year. The guys were getting shots on goal, but they're just not converting. So what can be done in order to change that up and hopefully improve and get us more output?
Daryl, what are you seeing on the power play? What aren't you seeing after 10 power play chances in two games?
Well, they're getting shots, as tonight, especially in the early part, they had 7 shots on goal at the man advantage. But when the puck is getting there, there's nobody in front of the net. Everybody's playing around the perimeter. And when you play around the outside, I don't care how good your shot is from back in the blue line, if a goaltender can see the puck, you're not going to beat them from back there. If you do, it's a bad goal. So they've got to get guys going to the front of that. They so-called, say, those ugly goals, those greasy goals. Puck bounces in off your head. It bounces in off your leg. Those are the type of goals it starts with. The Kings have enough personnel that once they get the penalty killers in the opposition moving around, then they can start making the pretty plays. But as long as the puck is around the outside, those 4 guys connected on the penalty killing box will be able to hold their position, get their sticks in the passing lanes, and just stay back and allow the goaltender to make the saves when the shots get through. And also, they're going to block a bunch of shots. And when you look at the Kings, about half the times the pucks that they put at the net, half of them get through, half of them either get blocked or they miss the net. So quicker puck movement, bodies to the front of the net, is going to help that power play percentage go up.
Brian McClellan is one ex-King that's a GM. Who's the other ex-King that's a current GM in the NHL?
Chereau from New Jersey Devils. He was drafted by the Kings.
Never played for the Kings, though.
All right.
Yeah, well, see, we pinpointed. It's got to be precise.
Okay.
It says in the question, played.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, Ray didn't. You're right. He was drafted. Fred Chiro's son, who is now the – that's a good guess. Good guess. Thanks for stopping by, Augie. All right, let's go to Nick in Utah, 800-222-5222. Talk Radio 790 KBC and Kings Talk. Hi, Nick. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys. I think you remember me from last year. I was stopped by a couple times.
Yes, you did. Yeah, good to hear from you again.
Good to hear from you. Hey, I'm going to be out there on the 23rd. Me and my dad are going to be out there. I'm going to bring him into the Kings Talk to talk to you guys. Hey, anyway.
All right.
I want to talk about tonight's game, if I have time.
Go ahead.
All right, so tonight what I want to talk about is, I'm a little bit under the weather today, sorry. So anyway, what I want to talk about tonight, it seems like the last two games, the Kings have, I need to stay out of the penalty box. They have not been, you know, I think that's what's costing them the games, is they're not killing penalties, you know, they're giving up easy goals. They're just not playing momentumly like they're supposed to. I mean, 0-2 is kind of like, you know, come on, guys. You know, they need to get moving. Hopefully they can get the win off their backs on Tuesday night. And also, this might be a question for Nick, but I was wondering, can you guys explain, like, the challenges and the new roles? Because we don't understand the challenges of how they work.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sure a lot of listeners aren't aware of the new rules. First off, you mentioned the penalty kill. It was perfect tonight, so not an issue there. San Jose did get two goals on the power play in the opener, and they both came off direct faceoff wins. So bearing down in the faceoff circle certainly is key when you're trying to kill a penalty. And as Daryl alluded to, and we talked about it, Nick, a few moments ago, when you're 0-for-10 on the power play after two games, that's hurting you. I mean, that's giving you opportunity after opportunity to get a lead in a game or get back into the game, and it's not happening. The coach's challenge, and the first one in the league happened last night, the Ottawa-Buffalo game. And this is one of the situations where you can challenge this year. It's a coach's challenge, or I guess a player challenge if the player knows it's offside. But the Sabres go into the zone. They get the puck in deep around the net. Evander Kane scores. Well, it's Dave Cameron, the coach in Ottawa, right?
Yep.
He challenges the play that on entry into the zone right before the goal, the play was offside. Buffalo was offside. They looked at the videotape. Buffalo was offside, negating the goal. So they got the call right. That's one instance where you can challenge. The other is regarding goaltender interference. If you feel that a goal was scored on your goaltender and goalie interference was not called, you can challenge that and you can review it. Can also go the other way. Those are the only two times you can challenge. Now, in order to challenge, you must have your 30-second timeout in the bank. If you've used your 30-second timeout, you can't challenge. And Daryl and I talked about this in the preseason. To me, you never use your timeout because it could come down to a challenge that could mean the difference in the game as it was last night. Buffalo, if that is not challengeable, they tie the game at 2. They challenged it. It's still 2-1 Ottawa, and Ottawa wins 3-1.
3-1, yep.
So that, to me, you never call a timeout this year. You got to wait in a 3-2 league. You got to wait if you have the opportunity to challenge because it could negate a goal.
And I think in the past what we saw is the teams were using them, especially when they had players that were out for an extended period of time and a team iced the puck, they would utilize their 30-second timeout when the other team put fresh skaters on the ice. That's not going to be the case anymore. And any goals that are scored in the last minute of periods, last minute of games, those are going to be reviewed by the, last minute of the games and that, those are going to be reviewed by the NHL back at headquarters.
Yeah, so last minute of regulation or overtime. In overtime, the 5 minutes, you don't need to challenge because if the war room in Toronto sees that there was goaltender interference or offside, they will buzz ice level and they'll blow the horn and they'll call the referees over. Now, the other new rule, overtime is 3-on-3. And we saw that, I think, in five of the six preseason games. A couple of them were practice 3-on-3s. And statistically, in the American Hockey League, it went from basically 40% to 71%, I think it was, yep. Games decided 4-on-4 40% to 71% 3-on-3. Now, in the NHL, we've had two games after three nights of play that have gone to overtime, 3-on-3, and both games were decided 3-on-3. So we're 100%. They don't want shootouts. That's why they have the 3-on-3. And the Tampa-Philadelphia overtime was unbelievable last night. I mean, the breakaway goal, you're going to see breakaways. You're going to see two-on-ones.
There was a penalty shot in overtime.
You're going to see the goaltender making long stretch passes and getting assists.
Yeah, and in the preseason, I mean, and the numbers spoke for themselves. I think it was three-quarters, about 75% in the preseason. Yeah. Those games got decided 3-on-3.
Yeah. Nick, thanks for bringing up the new rules. Before you go, the other current GM in the NHL who once played for the Kings, the first one, Brian McClellan, who's now in Washington. Who is the other?
You snuck me tonight, but, you know, I'm pretty good at guessing, but I'm not going to take a guess tonight because I'm a little under the weather. But when I get better, I'll call back and maybe I can get the answer correctly.
Okay, he's got to have perfect conditions. He's got to be totally healthy to make a guess. Okay, Nick, we appreciate that. Thanks for the call, my friend. We'll talk to you later in the season. 800-222-5222 here at the Mixing Room. And do we have another gentleman here? Hello there, sir. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Mike. I'm from Long Beach, California.
Okay.
Big hockey fan, longtime player my whole life. You guys do a great job. We love you. My buddies here come to the Kings games, season ticket holders. They're big fans. My question is for both of you. Do you think that the Kings are going to find their identity like they did a few years ago, where they are a grinding team, where they're going to physically impose their will on the other teams that they play? Or are they going to slowly transition into something that they haven't been that we've seen? I mean, frankly, we all know that the Kings won the Stanley Cup for the first time in a long time, right? Ever?
Forever. Yep. 45
so
years.
So we kind of pounded our way through that, and we grinded our way on the boards, and we shut other teams down. Are we going to continue that, or are we looking to transition into a quicker game that we haven't seen before here in L.A.?
Well, it's a great question because the M.O. of the Kings, big, strong, tough to play against, right, under Daryl Sutter. Now, given that, especially from last year's team to this year's team, a lot of key people are gone. Stoll, Richards, Justin Williams, Regier, big, strong, physical. Voinov could play in all situations, could play physical. So there's a turnover there. So with the new players coming in, are they necessarily the same type of players? The other thing you have to think of, has the rest of the league figured out the Kings, and do the Kings have to adjust? Do they indeed have to get quicker and faster? I personally think I'd love to see a guy like Jordan Wheel succeed and be able to contribute. I hope he gets a chance. He's proven he can do it in the AHL, but yeah, I think we might be seeing a team kind of, you know, changing their identity because, number one, of the personnel and what the league is throwing at them, and they have to keep up. It's a great question.
It is a great question, and I think the league is changing in that direction right now. I think it's becoming more of a skater's game. I know when you look at the Kings, their draft choices, the players that they have coming up, Kempes and players like that. One player that kind of fits the old mold still is Michael Mersch, who had an outstanding training camp, probably the most effective King out of anybody in the preseason. He's down in Ontario right now, and I'm sure we're going to see him at some time through the course of the year. But he played that heavy style down below the hash mark. Not to say that the Kings can't continue to keep playing like that, but I think there is a transition. You have to mix it up a little bit, and you also have to go with the personnel that you have in place. They don't have a Robin Regier right now. They don't have a Slava Voinov. So the players that are coming in, whether it's an Aronoff, McNabb coming up, there's a little bit difference to those players. The other players that Nick mentioned, and Jared Stolz and Richards and Williams, none of those guys were big guys, but they played a hard game. They played a game in traffic. And the other guys are capable of doing that. Trevor Lewis brings speed. Tanner Pearson brings a quickness to the game. Tyler Toffoli has a quickness and an offensive flair to his game. So I think there's a slow transition going there. The Kings are stepping in that area. Marian Gabrick throughout his career was known as one of the best skaters in the National Hockey League. Lucic comes in. He brings the MO as the, you know, that old style King, the heavy, go to the front of the net, grind you down type of guy. So I think there's a happy blend in there. And I think if you can, when you look, making up each and every one of your lines, I think instead of having maybe three big heavy guys on a line that are just going to wear you down, you've got to get contributions from different lines. That's why I think guys like Jordan Wheel are now going to get a, you know, a serious look and an opportunity to be able to play. They're expecting things from Shore. If Dustin Brown continues to play, not that he's a third-line player, but if he's playing on that third unit and he contributes, now there's a balance in the Kings' attack, and they're going to be a tougher team to play against. I think you have to play more than just six or eight, nine forwards now. You've got to play all 12 of them, and you've got to have those 12 guys chipping in.
All right. Thanks for the question. Now, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We've got to put you on the spot here.
All right.
Two current GMs in the NHL once played for the Kings. One is Brian McClellan, now in Washington, former King left winger from the 80s. Who is the other GM that once played for the Kings?
The other GM would be Dave Taylor?
No, not a GM, but a good call. He was a former Kings GM. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. All right, let's take a quick break. Back with more of your calls, 800-222-5222. Kings Talk here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. 4-1 Coyotes over the Kings tonight. We'll be right back.
Do you have trouble getting a good night's sleep? Most adults do for one reason or another, and I was no different until I found my pillow, and I've never slept better. If you've got back or neck pain, if you suffer from insomnia, if you snore, do what I did. Get a MyPillow. It's made in the USA, it's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. And if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you've got 60 days to return it for a full refund. But don't just take my word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. So MyPillow is making their biggest offer in history. Listen to this. Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just use discount code KINGS at checkout, and you'll also receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on the MyPillow.com site. Find out what more than 4 million people, including me, Nick Nixon, already know. MyPillow, the best night's sleep you've ever had. Guaranteed. And remember, use the discount code KINGS at MyPillow.com.
The Kings are back.
Back comes Gabrick, left wing to the circle, a shot. He scores!
He'll stop at nothing to reclaim their throne. I
can't stop. King to Carter, who scores? To Foley to the net, shoots, scores! Moving in, Kopitar, scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years. Kings, Canucks, Tuesday at 7. On your home for Kings Hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC. I
can't stop. Hey, the city of L.A. actually banned something that needed banning.
And L.A. has new earthquake rules.
On the next Doug and T-Ray, live at Local 5 to 10, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Choosy Moms choose Talk Radio 790 KABC.
There's Nina and Pinta and Santa Maria. I was just naming off all my cats.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Discover a new world of perks by signing up for your free Morongo Rewards card.
Number two.
Set sail with our seafood buffet every Wednesday and Thursday.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Explore Southern California in style with a new Audi A5. You can win this Sunday.
Morongo. Good times.
We're all kings, and we can all talk. Well, most of us anyway. Call Nick and Daryl now at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Or 5-goo-goo-goo to you, little fella.
Trying to give away Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket with our first question. The gift basket, if you win it, filled with all of your game time favorites, such as the world-famous caramel. I never knew it was world-famous. I guess it is. Cheddar cheese, cinnamon toast, kettle corn, and zebra. Each flavor handcrafted one batch at a time, using only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Be sure to visit popcornopolis.com for store locations and delicious gifts for every budget. The question, who are the only two current NHL general managers who played for the Kings? We had Brian McClellan. That's in the bank. We're looking for the other one. Now let's go to, let's see, Daniel in Woodland Hills. We have Daniel up.
You do? How are you, fellas?
Good. Hi, Daniel. What's up?
Good. Okay, so I have a couple of quick questions here. The first one is, it seems like teams like the Sharks and the Ducks did a lot of work in the offseason, and it seems that we kind of lost more than we gained over the last couple of years. So the first question is, do you think we kind of did ourselves a disservice by making these sweetheart deals in the offseason? I know Lombardi likes to show favoritism to some players, gave him some really long contracts, some really good deals that might have handcuffed us. And the second quick question is, do you think the Kings' speed and their style of play is going to hurt them on the three-on-three this season in the overtime?
Well, it's going to be interesting. The overtime, I think it's going to be trial and error. You try and figure out who you put out there. I mean, the first thought is, with the game going to be so wide open, you need guys that are quick, speedy. Do you play two forwards in a defense, or do you go to the forward and two defense, or three forwards? I think there's going to be a trial and error there. You know, Dean and his staff, the scouts, they all thoroughly research any deal that they eventually wind up doing. Of course, the big deal in the offseason was Milan Lucic from Boston. And, you know, kind of a playing off what you mentioned, Daniel, from an earlier question we had tonight, I think the Kings might be in a little bit of a transition as far as the makeup of the team, the chemistry, how to play, how maybe to change their game, tweak it a little bit. So, yeah, we'll see. Daniel, give me the other GM. Who's the other GM that played for the Kings that's currently working as a GM in the NHL?
I haven't really kept up too much with the news this season, so unless anything changed, I'm going to say Hextall.
Ron Hextall, no. Ron never played for the Kings. He is now the Philadelphia GM. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's move on to Jeff in Canyon Country. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Kings Talk tonight.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Daryl. First of all, Nick, not all is lost in local sports. Your Saga Centurions won in football tonight.
All right. Beautiful. Love
it. Sleep.
Both my sons went to Saugus. All right.
Yeah, they pretty much crushed West Ranch.
Good stuff. All right.
Well, the answer to the trivia question is Jim Rutherford, first of all.
Jim Rutherford, yes. Played goal briefly for the Kings in the late 70s, early 80s, was the GM in Carolina and is now in Pittsburgh, second year in Pittsburgh. Yeah. So, Jeff, stay on the line and give the guys your address, and we'll get you Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket. Okay, way to go. So the last caller tonight, we're out of time, gets the popcorn. So congratulations, Jeff in Canyon Country. All right, thanks everybody for stopping by tonight. Our thanks to the Rookie Ice Crew ladies, Stephanie and Janina. Our thanks to Wayman Porty, Louis Segura, Colin Lee, John Traconis, Christian Collins for their help behind the scenes. And we will talk to you Tuesday. The homestand continues. Vancouver is here. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with the pregame right here in your home for the Kings all season long. Talk Radio 790 KABC. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon, so long, good night. We'll see you Tuesday. Bye, everybody.